Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
You're listening to Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Messer and Tim Stenovec on Bloomberg Radio.
All right, so remember our conversation yesterday about death and embalming? If you missed it, I mean, come on, you loved it for those of you who are out there. It was great. If you did miss it, check out our podcast feed. That story is part of a Bloomberg Business Week special package on death taxes and other inevitabilities, which you can find online and on the Bloomberg Terminal. Also part of the coverage, another report on former President Donald Trump, who is living up to something he said early in his first run at the White House, which, if you remember, he said, I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue, shoot somebody, and I wouldn't lose any voters. Okay. I can't do a good impersonation. So let's get into it on the other Teflon Don, if you will. Bloomberg Business Week national correspondent Josh Green on the phone in Washington, D.C., author of Devil's Bargain, Steve Bannon, Donald Trump, and the Storming of the Presidency. And also here with us, the editor of Business Week, Joel Weber, in our studio. I mean, he is the other Teflon.
London. Yeah, and you know, we were talking about this package when we came up with the idea to do death taxes and other inevitabilities, and we were like, okay, we got it. This is right ahead of tax day, Tuesday, April 18th.
I know, I'm remembering.
Got it right, finally, third time being the charm. But we're like, okay, well, the death thing we can handle, the tax thing we can handle. What are some other inevitabilities? And we're like, oh, wait, Donald Trump. Who do we have that could write about Donald Trump? And of course, that's Josh Green. Josh, I'm curious. We have seen Donald Trump be Teflon Don for everything. How about this round, though? This might test him, right?
You know, I have to admit that with all my experience in political reporting and all my negativity and defeatism about Washington, like, a real small part of me was kind of thinking, you know, if Trump gets indicted, maybe the whole house of cards will come down and his poll numbers will drop. And there's Ron DeSantis there, and maybe supporters will go galloping over to Ron DeSantis. And of course, like an idiot, I was completely wrong. And what happened was Trump is indicted. He goes out. He gives a speech. His poll numbers pop. His lead expands in the GOP primary. And lo and behold, yet another event that would have instantly ended the career of any other politician has instead worked to Donald Trump's benefit. And of course, you know, that's just one of the 10,000 examples of you know, why Donald Trump is inevitable. You can throw anything at him, and, you know, he may not win the presidency, he may not avoid impeachment, but he's not going to go away.
You know, I have to say, I remember, like, the Access Hollywood tape, some of the comments he said about John McCain, about Mexican immigrants. I mean, the list goes on and on. Any other politicians, Josh, that would have been it. Game over. I don't understand why. You have studied Trump, you know, his run for the White House, or ahead of it. What is it about him that just seems to let him get away with just about anything?
Yeah, I mean, those examples you mentioned here, those were back in the early days when we were all so innocent and, you know, we used to worry about gaffes, whether, remember President George H.W. Bush, when he one time he looked at his phone during a debate and it, like, dominated news coverage for weeks, like, oh, we were all so young and foolish then. I think with Trump, you know, science can't measure exactly what it is that allows him to be inevitable, but to me, it's some kind of strange alchemy of his personality and his personal force, a combination of kind of charisma and entertainment and just the kind of rubbernecking horror you get at watching him, you know, thrust into these kind of weird, uncomfortable, awkward situations and just kind of watching what'll happen just to see how he gets out of it this time. You know, it's the reason that cable news was and still is so addicted to him, as we saw during the indictment. he's just able to turn everything into a spectacle in a way that just draws certain people in. Maybe not a majority of Americans, maybe not enough to get elected president again, but definitely 30 or 40% of Americans, because he stuck around. And all the latest polls I've seen, including some just today from a competing presidential candidate, show him leading DeSantis 2-1 and everybody else by like 10-1. So all the more proof that he isn't going away anytime soon.
For all the stories that we have written about Trump, I had never thought of this one, this little part that Josh has in the story. Trump is like the star of a 1980s horror movie franchise. Like Freddy Krueger from A Nightmare on Elm Street or Michael Myers from Halloween. It's impossible to do away with him. And there's always another sequel in the works, eagerly anticipated by legions of fans. How proud of yourself were you when you came up with that, Josh? That was it's really good.
As a Gen Xer, super proud of myself. In fact, I just tweeted about it like an hour ago. So yeah. Y'all can
it's so good online
and give me some more glory. But that's exactly who he is. You can't kill him off. Like, Republicans want to, Democrats want to, liberals, conservatives, probably some members of his own family, and he just keeps on coming back. There's always another sequel in the works. And you know what? Like, these franchises seemingly endure forever, and I kind of think Donald Trump will too.
Yeah, I'm increasingly thinking that's inevitable. See what I did there?
Nice.
This is why when you do the inevitabilities package, it's like, where's the Donald Trump part of it, right? And you're like, okay, now it totally makes sense. So Josh, walk us through how this plays out, because the other thing that's inevitable is Donald Trump and lawsuits. Because all the Teflon qualities, he's now up against some stuff that he has not had to face before.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, he'd never been indicted until like a week ago, right? And boom, what did it do? It made him, at least according to the polls I see and in public polls, more inevitable as a candidate. So I don't think that, you know, this new chapter of Donald Trump's life where he's getting indicted is really going to be necessarily all that different from the old chapters, at least in terms of his kind of public presence and being that inevitable figure who's always in our face. I mean, they're potentially two or three other big legal hurdles he's going to face. There's a prosecutor in Georgia looking into efforts to overturn the state election there. There's the Department of Justice is looking on two different tracks. They could also indict Trump. But what do we know about Trump getting indicted? We know that it's going to splash his face and his case, you know, all over cable TV, all over newspapers, and make him more present than ever. And, you know, even if that doesn't kind of slow him down politically, he's still running for president, and he'll stick around whether he wins or whether he loses.
What do they say? There's no bad press. Like, I mean, and he gets everybody right. He just gets everybody talking. I do wonder, and I know we've run out of time, but I do wonder what it says. Did he rip the Band-Aid off of something in this country politically? I mean, it certainly seems like he resonated there.
But it's also like shows how hard of an act it is to follow. Like, he is a singularity. And it shows.
Yeah. The last time I talked to Josh,
does not work for other people.
The last time I talked to Josh, we talked about DeSantis for 30 minutes, and that did not come up once.
Right. Nobody's been able to really follow in his footsteps. Josh, thank you so much. Thanks for the Freddy Krueger references, too. And we really love that. We will give you some love on Twitter. Josh Green, national correspondent at Bloomberg Business Week, on the phone from D.C. Jill Weber, editor of Bloomberg Business Week, here in our interactive broker studio. Check it all out. Online and on the Bloomberg, and also
not
the issue.
Music, guys.
Oh, no.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
What could you do if your data was working for you and not against you? With Bloomberg delivering enterprise data directly to your systems, you get easy access to the details you want, optimized for higher level analysis, and financial data experts committed to helping you maximize your every move. Our data is made for more, so you can show the world what you're made of. Visit Bloomberg.com/enterprise data to learn more.